Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, Morena. That is me, Sam.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, I haven't been replaced. Don't worry.
He's still here. We haven't cancelled him yet.
Honestly, if I ever get famous, I'm going to be cancelled so hard. So I'll stay here on BFM.
Hey, what are we talking about today, Sam?
So I've been watching this show. Well, actually, I watched four shows while I was off here because of B-movies. And they also had strong female leads, which I love. And this one was the first one I watched. It's called Flack, starring Anna Paquin. And it basically follows Robin, Anna Paquin's character, who is a PR mogul, which isn't a job title in the PR world, by the way.
But that doesn't matter, because this is TV.
What does that word mean?
They just do stuff. I don't know. The moguls just get stuff done. She lives in London, and she works in celebrity publicity, so she has to fix celebrity dramas. So, one episode, she will be covering up for a reality TV star who has a baby that is not the same skin color as her husband, or she will be dealing with potential sexual harassment allegations of a elderly male client, and it's all very loosely based on rumors of celebrities that are in England and stuff.
Okay.
But while she fixes everyone else's problems, she can't fix her own.
There we go.
And I love Anna Paquin because I'm an X-Men nerd, so she just has a special place in my heart. But this show has been not severely bashed by critics, but there's not that many positive reviews of it. It's got a 6.7 rating on IMDb. And as you probably all know, if it's below a 7, most people don't watch it.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the show. I may enjoy it because I work in PR, so I like
kind of relatable stuff.
It's a piss take of PR. This isn't real. Nobody does this kind of stuff. There's no way that you can spend every hour of every day fixing celebrity problems and calling police and bribing them to get your clients out of jail. It's not real. It doesn't happen. But I do enjoy that it heightens and fantasizes this PR world that people, you know, kind of have a glimpse into, but no one really knows what people in PR do.
Yeah.
Even I don't know what people in PR do.
Was she raised in New Zealand, Anna Paquin?
Yes, yeah. She was.
She's a Kiwi.
Hometown hero.
Well, she was born in Canada.
Yeah, but she's basically a Kiwi.
Okay.
Yeah. She's Farlap.
And she was in True Blood.
She's Farlap.
She was in True Blood as well. She's great.
Right. Sorry, I just came across that.
And I really enjoy Robin, Anna Paquin's character. Mm. So basically she is dealing with the death of her mother, so she is off the rails. She's a serial booze and drug abuser. She has a very, very sweet boyfriend who they're trying for a kid, but secretly she's taking birth control because she doesn't think she's ready to be a mum.
Oh, sorry, I just got invested in the show a little bit.
You gasped so loudly. And I really enjoy the show. I think it's fun. I do see reviews that said it was predictable, but I think with a show like this, with a career person who is abusing substances, there's only one way the show's going to go. You know where it's going. And it sets that tone in the synopsis. So I don't know how critics can be it's predictable. It's most shows are.
A lot of shows are. And, you know, there's not necessarily a reason to say it's a bad show. Maybe it's not going to change the scape of TV much, but that doesn't... Not every show has to do that.
No, and, you don't go into Game of Thrones and be oh, my God, dragons, so unpredictable. But people love that show. So I don't understand that kind of criticism. And then I also saw the criticism from stereotypically male reviewers saying that she just takes the worst parts of this kind of storyline that males always go through.
Right.
And I do kind of think there might be some unconscious bias from reviewers to be a woman can't carry this role as much as a man could, or just some kind of thing in that where you see this kind of storyline.
That's interesting.
See the storyline with a male character, say a male lawyer gets hooked on, you know, whatever, and then Wolf of Wall Street, that kind of stuff. And men love those stories, but then if it's a woman doing it, how could this so predictable?
And then
there's also a character, her sister, who chose to be a mother instead of having a career, and they were maligning this whole career woman versus stay at home mum dichotomy. And I just think these are the basis of TV, and yes, there are cliched story blocks that we build TV upon, but if you actually look at the episodes and get invested, or try and get invested and go into it without trying to pick it apart, I think the show's really, really fun and does something really, really enjoyable. I don't think it's a perfect show.
No, but
not every show is, and not every show has to be.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to watch something and know where it's going.
Yeah, and I find the show...
Especially in 2020. Yeah. We want predictable storylines in 2020.
Oh, big time. And I find the show so enjoyable because it does have that,
Is it funny?
It's not like written to be funny, but I kind of enjoy. This is one character named Eve who's her coworker who's like this posh, like blunt haircut.
Devil Wears Prada kind of vibes.
Dyed blonde. Yeah, Devil Wears Prada. And then there's this one little intern who is trying her best, Melody. And like, I just love when the three of them are on screen together because it's like all these like women from different walks of life just like united for a common goal, which is like so nefarious, which is like covering up celebrity secrets. And there is just like this fun camp to it that I think people were trying like, this is a serious drama. And I was like, no, like this can be fun and campy. And just because Ryan Murphy didn't write it doesn't mean it's not a campy show.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he doesn't have this
whole monopoly on camp.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, there is, so it's got two seasons out. I watched them all in like 2 weeks or so. Maybe like 1 week. 6 episodes in each season. And season 2 does kind of end in like a, oh, really? Come on. But I'm still going to see season 3 if it comes
out.
Cool. Because I want to know what's going on.
Is it the kind of show that you'd be like, you know, it's time to go to bed, but you just want to watch one more? Or is it kind of, you can leave it?
I did stay up late watching it, like, multiple nights. So I really enjoyed it. And I think, I think give it a chance. If not for anything, the fact that it's on TVZ on demand, so it's free.
Yeah.
So
easy
you can check
access.
It out to anyone that's listening. And just give it a bash, because, like, there's so much TV going on at the moment, and I don't know if any of it's that exciting. And this is, like, a show that came out in 2018, 2019, and, like, it's fun.
Someone texted in, they said, not being the demographic who the show was made for, I totally give the show 3 thumbs up.
Hey, oh my God.
There we go.
So there you go.
Thank you, texter.
Where'd you get the third thumb from?
Who knows?
Oh, that's
bad
a little... bad joke. You can't say that to me on air. Tell me after it.
What is the name of the show if people are trying to track it down?
So it's called FLACK. FLACK. I don't know what that means. I still haven't figured out why that's the title. I have no idea why that's the title. It's a mystery to this day. Maybe that's why I'm still watching it, because that
is
a mystery.
Trying to work out what the title is.
Yeah, but it's fun. And a Paquin, hometown hero. Why not?
Why not? Hey, thank you very much, Sam. Always a pleasure.
Hey, no worries. Never a chore.
We will see you next week.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.